colossal, in my mind, mistake, a grave error that's going to have significant repercussions in the years and months to come.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to introduce a bill that would fund the government through February 8th. As far as if the president would still shut down the government, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News,
"The president has said that he is willing to do what he has to do to get that border security, including a government shutdown."
Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch is on Capitol Hill meeting with House Republicans in a closed-door session. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
More trouble for a social media giant. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has this report.
Facebook reportedly gave companies like Netflix, Spotify, and others access to users' data without the users even knowing it. That's according to the New York Times, which looked over internal documents that show a number of companies had access to things like private messages. This shows how data has become a commodity to be sold and bartered. Facebook not only turned over its users' data to companies like Microsoft, but also data from their friends without getting the consent of the people whose data they were sharing. In response, Facebook says, "We know we got work to do to regain people's trust. Protecting information requires strong teams, better technology, and clearer policies."
A new report also says that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg took a hit in the pocketbook regarding all this privacy talk as he lost $16 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The flu season runs now until May in most parts of the country, and the flu still kills over 30,000 people each year in the United States, although the disease does remain largely mysterious. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, what is the difference between the flu and your common cold?
Ask yourself, when you come down with the symptoms of achiness and chills, sometimes runny nose, extreme fatigue and a fever, ask yourself the following question: have you been hit by a truck? If the answer is yes, then you don't have the flu. But if the answer is no, you haven't been hit by a truck and you have all that stuff, then you likely have the flu, which can sometimes feel like like you may have been hit by a truck. So it's very difficult in a clinical setting to tell somebody you certainly have the flu and you certainly don't have the flu, you have a different virus. Most times when a patient goes to their doctor with symptoms of what sounds like the flu, the doctor will take a history and exam and that examination, and she will often say, yes, I agree, you most likely have the flu, and this is what you need to do. It's in rare instances that we need to actually swab a patient to know with certainty. So if it's not the flu, but you have, you know, a cold and you don't have a fever or you don't have those aches, then it's a different virus and probably not the flu.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather. Don't go outside right now. It's cold. It's 38 degrees. I mean, it's warmer than it was a few weeks ago. 38 degrees, but it is sunny, which is always beautiful to see when you look out the window. This afternoon, we have mostly sunny, high near 42 degrees. Slight wind out of the southwest, very slight. Tonight, mostly clear. Low around 27. Bundle up. Thursday, we have rain likely after 4, which is not so bad. It could be snow, right? We're doing pretty good wherever you are. Knock on wood, unless you're driving, don't. Friday, rain, possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m. Winter thunderstorms are awesome. I love them. Then some showers, mainly between 1 and 4. Some of those storms could produce really heavy rainfall. So please be alert for flash flood alerts if you live in those areas like I do. Friday night, chance of shower still going into the weekend. Saturday, mostly cloudy. That also means partly sunny, you know, mostly cloudy, high near 46. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 31. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 43. So the weekend's going to be panning out pretty good on that. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. That's the phone number. You are going to want to write that down. I'm not kidding, unless you're driving. I always say that. Got to be safe about it. So I just went live on Facebook, and if you're joining me today, you're not going to get to see me too much today because I have a very, very special guest today. But before we get there, just like last week, the Facebook technology here in the studio is still kind of glitchy. Hey, Isabel, I see you. So what we're going to do is we're going to joggle the phone a little bit, and this way you can see my guest. You won't get to hear the commercials. That's the only thing. So my radio peeps, you'll get to hear the commercials. Facebook folks, we're going to have to entertain you. Hey, Liz, hope you're feeling good today, Liz. I saw you in class this morning, and I hope you had a fun time. Andrea, they're all logging on now. I love this. The one thing about the technology, Eric, is I love seeing who's coming on here. Cool. I'm going to see if I can do this. Nope, that's not it. I'm going to play with this just a second. I'm a little new at this part here. I consider myself pretty tech savvy too, but this is a little bit different. There we go. See, I can turn it around, and now I can see who's going to be watching us, and they can still see you too. So it's fantastic. So anyway, listen, before I get into speaking with my guests, we have a trial class coming up on December 30th. If you are not registered for that, please register it. Hi, Christina. I see you, Andrea. 7:30 in the morning, December 30th. If you're a member, bring somebody you love, bring somebody you don't like. We don't care. Bring somebody, okay? It doesn't matter. But you could be changing a life. That's really what it comes down to. So, again, if you have questions, you can give us a call, 908-627-7020. And we also have gift certificates available for the holidays. Hey, Lori, I see you. And as I've said before, if you're watching, Ron's watching, say yo to Ron. How we doing? Representing Queens. And Tom is here too. If you have questions for my guest as we're talking, just put them into the comment section below, and we're going to be able to see that. Okay? So you're joining us today. Super appreciate it. And we have, like I said, a very special guest in studio today. This is Mr. Eric Eisenhart. And Eric, say hi. There we go.
Start off.
Let me check your sound levels too. Cool beans. We got it.
Excellent.
And people on Facebook, you know what I'm going to tell you is give me some thumbs up. Give me some hearts when you're listening to us. This way we know that you're there. And Tom's in Chicago. Tom, weren't you just in class this morning, dude? The heck? He's in Chicago already.
Guy moves fast.
Guy flies around, So Eric has an extensive background in the health and fitness industry. He is a managing partner of Proactivity over in Clinton Township, but just as important too, he does a lot of work for nonprofit, for very community oriented. You are very community oriented. And hey, Kathy, and you said to me you're a lifelong resident of Clinton Township.
Just about,
pretty much.
Just about.
He holds certifications from National Academy of Sports Medicine, which is fantastic. I love them. And you've been a competitor. We're going to get into all of this a little bit about coaching and things like that too. Hey, Sherry. So again, if you're listening on Facebook, please ask questions. Give me thumbs up and everything, because Eric is going to want to take your questions too. People are giving thumbs up. So Anyway, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thanks for
joining me
today.
Thank you for having me.
I love the conversation we had beforehand, and I really want to delve into that. But give us just a brief introduction of who you are and how you got into, well, you did competitive sports, you coach competitive sports.
Yeah.
Be a narcissist for a couple of seconds here and just talk about yourself.
Yeah,
Eric.
Someone that knows me, most well might say that won't be too difficult for me, but I'll try and stay, keep it brief. Yeah, so I have been involved in kind of the sports world, the kind of health space for a long time. I grew up, as Mark, you had mentioned, in Hunterdon County, Clinton Township resident. My family got transferred up here in 1984, one of six children, all grew up in the area. And sports and athletics and fitness were always a big part of my life. After kind of following that path into college and then beyond, I thought, you know, this was really something that I wanted to pursue for a lifetime and as a career. My siblings are both physical therapists, or two of my siblings are physical therapists. They started Proactivity in 1998, and really with just the idea that we could collectively do better, that we could really approach things as far as kind of in the injury space, mm-hmm. from less of a reactionary standpoint and more of a, hey, let's help folks fix it before it's broken. Mm. Shortly after college, I got involved and really kind of started the fitness arm of things there. And that has really launched me and our team into a lot of different areas. Certainly into the community-oriented, not-for-profit world. We put on a number of events throughout Hunterdon County and in other areas of the state as well. Really just trying to help people live their healthiest, best self and kind of experience some things that help them do so.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. It's going to be one of those moments where I'm going to have to play some commercials to help the chamber pay for the bills here.
How about it?
So Facebook, don't move. Where you don't have to listen to commercials. Everybody else, this is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. Don't move. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
In general, New Jersey, New York, we're just... really hammered by Hurricane Sandy. It caught a lot of us off guard. You know, who would have thought a hurricane would actually, yeah, you know, hit the Northeast? And certainly there was a lot of destruction that went along with it. That kind of led into the New York City Marathon weekend. And my sister-in-law, Lindsay, was getting ready to actually participate in that event for the first time in a couple of years. She had done it in years past. And on her way into New York, of course, you know, traveling through the boroughs and going through areas of the state of New Jersey that had really kind of been hit pretty hard, she just started getting a little bit of an uneasy feeling about, you know, participating in this event that was going to run through areas of the country that had really been just you know, in many ways, unfortunately, destroyed by this storm. So shortly after picking up her race packet, again, very customary to go to a race site ahead of time to get your packet. Sure. On her way back from Manhattan, she texted my brother, who's one of my business partners, and I, and said, "Hey, you know, I just feel a little uneasy about running, you know, this race when there's so many folks in the boroughs that we're going to be running through that are out of power, that are really kind of struggling to kind of, you know, keep their homes heated. How can I go and run through finish lines that are powered by generators?" And at that point, New York City Marathon had not made the decision to cancel the race. They did, you know, to their credit, made the decision to actually, you know, cancel the race for that year and leverage some of the resources they had where, you know, were most needed. But at that point, that hadn't been decided yet. So, you know, in her message to us, she said, "Hey, you know, I think I'm going to bail on the race this year, and maybe I'll just run locally, and maybe we could put it out to the community and kind of see if other people are interested in that kind of thing. And maybe, you know, I could get people to sponsor me for a mile or et cetera, et cetera." So fast forward, you know, 48 hours later, I think that was like a Thursday or a Friday. The race is typically on a Sunday. Fast forward. Like,
so that was the Thursday before what the race was going to be?
Yeah.
So it was that fast. Okay,
exactly.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. So she said that. So, you know, shortly thereafter, within hours, in fact, you know, my brother called me and, you know, we got some of our other business partners on the phone. We said, "Hey, listen, you know, we're going to put it out there to the community that we're going to throw this kind of, you know, throw a marathon together here," which is not something you just typically do. Yeah. There's often a lot of times much more planning that goes involved. So anyway, we said, "Hey, listen, we're going to throw this together and we're going to put it out to the community and we're going to tell people, listen, you want to show up, you want to, you know, walk, run a mile, you want to do the full marathon and anywhere in between, we're going to make sure that we show up to support you. And hey, if you have, you know, have the means, feel free to kick in and we're going to donate it all to."
Now, you said you guys were out with chainsaws on the Columbia Trail.
Yeah. So part of that, you know, again, that 36-hour preparation that we put together, some of us went up to the Columbia Trail because we were looking for a course to use. Sure. But of course, similar to our area, the Columbia Trail was just devastated, so many trees down. So, you know, we're on the Columbia Trail and we're chainsawing trees and clearing the trail. And all of a sudden I get a call from NJ.com and said, "Hey, you know, we heard you guys are going to be throwing this marathon together. We'd love to kind of help spread the word." And, you know, before you knew it, we had a quick registration page. We told people, "Hey, we're going to meet at Bunt Park. And kind of come all takers." And we had over 500 people show up. And
incredible.
Believe it or not, people just kind of bringing, you know, cash and saying, "Hey, we want to donate. We want to donate." So we were able to raise $10,000 for the for Sandy relief. And that really just kind of catapulted things to say, "Hey, you know what? There's there's something here, this community, this idea of kind of coming together and doing events that celebrate health, but also give back to things that are in need. It just seems to resonate with folks. So.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Especially after Sandy, there was so much.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, everybody just pulled together.
Yeah.
Almost everybody. I mean, I think all of us have stories about people who didn't pull together, but sure, I'd say 98% of the community and the surrounding areas. Do you happen to know offhand for that first event, who was the person who came from the farthest distance to do this race?
Well, actually, it's funny you asked that. There were two men who wound up, quote, winning. And when I say winning, like, we literally had like a timing clock that was just going. There was really no timing equipment besides a clock that was running.
Gotcha.
But the two gentlemen who actually crossed the finish line first in the full marathon happened to hear about this through NJ.com. They were scheduled to run the New York City Marathon. They had come in. One of the gentlemen was from overseas. I couldn't tell you the exact country he was from. Mm-hmm. But he came in to New York to run the marathon, was already here, paid for his plane ticket, his hotel stay, and he heard about this kind of impromptu marathon we were throwing and traveled out to New Jersey.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Very, very cool. And $10,000 later, and that's...
Yeah.
It's something.
Yeah. So we were able to go into, we went down into kind of the greater kind of like Jersey Shore area and do some, reconstruction and those kind of efforts down there and into Staten Island and some of the various relief organizations. We were able to, kick some funding their way.
And, while we're thinking about it, because I want to continue this story, but
sure.
Eric is one of the organizers for this week's Santa Run, weekend Santa Run, the 8K, and that starts on Main Street in Clinton?
Sure does. It sure does. Red Mill. Yeah.
And the reason I wanted to bring this up now is because we're going to have people watching, listening, we're going to share the link, and if we share it too late, I'm afraid that they're not going to hear this part. Yeah. You can still register for this weekend's Santa Run, the 8K. You can still get in there and register it, and... it's fee-free.
That's true.
Right? There's no fee. Hey, Amy. Amy from the Red Mill is here watching us now. And there's Kim and there's Jen and I see you, Allison. But Eric, can you tell us, tell everybody, how can they register today for the Santa Run this weekend?
Yep. So, first off, you can find it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So SantaCon, facebook.com/SantaCon8K, I believe.
Okay.
Or you can go directly to the registration site, which is SantaCon8K, the number 8K. Dot it's your race. So itsyourrace.com.
Very cool.
.com. Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. And it's all over Facebook, folks. So definitely search it on Facebook. Even though there is no fee to register, they are asking for a donation to the Red Mill. And Amy just put Save the Wheel on
That's
here.
That's right, yeah.
So Amy's one of our amazing members, by the way.
Awesome.
So I'm blessed to see her just about every single morning, nice, just sweating, putting in 100% effort, Amy. So here's the deal, folks. If you're a runner, maybe you're not a runner. Maybe you just want to get out and enjoy the weather, be a part of something big. You can register for free, donate to the Red Mill. They're definitely doing the Save the Wheel project is one thing I know. But the Red Mill, if you live in the area, you know the Red Mill. And it's always amazed me when you come out of the Holland Tunnel on Route 78 that it gives you the signs that are there. Yeah. And Clinton is right there. Did you ever notice that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And did you ever watch Robot Chicken?
I can't say that I do.
Robot Chicken was a Comedy Central kind of a stop motion claymation thing. Seth Green was the originator
Sure,
of it.
Sure.
And believe it or not, they had this like car chase going on one of the episodes and they came out of the Holland Tunnel and sure enough, they had the Clinton sign right above it on Robot Chicken. So, but anyway, I wanted to just stop and pause for a second. We'll give the information again later,
but
you can definitely enroll today, join up today for the Santa Run. You're going to have fun. I just read the weather report. It's going to be sunny, most likely. Most of it will be sunny.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a blast, and you get to support something that's fantastic there. So, and Kim is saying to remind us to wear a Santa suit.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. That's the idea of SantaCon. So Con stands for convention.
Okay.
So the idea behind SantaCons in general is to bring all sorts of Santas together. So, kind of this year and to kind of go back on the story a little bit, this year was almost an impromptu, similar to that Sandy Relief Marathon.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were wrapping up the Main Street Half Marathon 100, which is another event that we put on. And Paul Muir, who's the director of the Red Mill, he also was the president of the Clinton Guild. He came up and said, hey, this was great. Thanks so much. And And I said, hey, Paul, listen, I've got this other kind of crazy idea, it being October at that time. I said, but let's, you know, we don't have enough time to put it together this year. But hey, if you want to talk about it, you know, I'd be happy to kind of come in and kind of tell you about this idea. So, you know, a couple of days later, went in, met with Paul, said, well, listen, you know, I really think this town, you know, they would really embrace this idea of kind of a SantaCon family-friendly community event, starting a new holiday tradition. So let's see what we could do, and we'll try and, you know, kind of get the wheels turning a little bit. And he bought in, and he said, yeah, I think the Red Mill Museum would love to host this, and obviously other organizations like such as you guys got on board to help us kind of get that wheel turning and start new tradition. So,
very cool. Yeah. Starting a new tradition. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
traditions are good. Amy did post the link for it too in the comment section. So
thanks.
Whether you're watching live or if you're watching this later on when we post the link and share it, please scroll through the comments. You can always find the link right there. Thank you, Amy. And Liz is saying that Seth Green grew up in New Jersey. That's why he had the Clinton sign on Robot Chicken. Learn something new every day. Thank you, Liz. Appreciate that. So you do this impromptu. Was it a half marathon run, that first one?
The Sandy. Yeah, the Sandy one. Relief. So it was anything and everything. It was a 1 mile, a 5K, a 5-miler. I mean, it was really whatever people wanted to do. We were going to make sure that our staff, our team was out there supporting folks. Yeah. Some folks ran a whole marathon that day.
Okay.
Some folks literally walked 1 mile around Bump Park and everything in between.
Nice. And so, and hey, Julia, thank you for watching. Thank you. 8K, what was that, 5 miles?
Just under.
Under 5 miles, like by a hair, I think, 4.97 or something like that, right? Yep. So definitely register, folks. Get out there. And Liz says she knows everything. Liz, Liz, we'll talk about this in the morning after class, okay? I love you. I love my people here. So you do this Sandy thing. It takes off. How long until the next event?
Yeah, so it was probably a good 3 years later. So what, you know, like I had mentioned, once that Sandy event happened, and having kind of been involved in the endurance sports world a bit, we realized that again, that the community was just really open to this idea of having a larger, you know, race in town that had a kind of a higher purpose, a higher cause. So, we had this kind of vision of, you know, being small business owners, wanting to give back to the small business community and really kind of keep things local.
Yeah.
So we kind of collectively came up with this concept of, hey, let's bring it back local. Let's bring it, you know, kind of not big marathon. Let's keep it, you know, at a more intimate level, and let's celebrate the so many awesome things that we have in our area, like, you know, this Flemington Main Street that we sit on right now, like that Red Mill, the Clinton Main Street, the Art Museum, all the shop merchants, et cetera. So we wanted to put an event that tied the two towns together and really did what we could to drive some positive impacts and positive traffic into the Main Street areas. But that also went to a higher purpose. And really what we did is we looked at, you know, what are the things in our area that we're struggling with? And that is, you know, kind of that opioid epidemic that's going on. So the proceeds from the Main Street Half Marathon go to that cause while also bringing folks from town, from the towns in together and connecting Flemington and Clinton.
Sure.
Yeah. So that was, so that's a half marathon now, but that is really what was almost the launching pad for this next quote impromptu dress rehearsal, as we call it this year, our SantaCon 8K.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Our very first 10-week challenge winner is just signed on, by the way, Sarah. So, hey, Sarah.
Congratulations to Sarah.
She had huge changes in her life.
That's tremendous.
She has these two beautiful little girls that would hang out with us sometimes during class. I miss you guys, too. She came to the mornings during the summer. But shifting gears slightly here, Eric, because I'm looking at my notes here. What you do, not just for work, but I think I get the sense in your personal life, you're very driven. You have goals.
Sure.
And, you know, one of the things we talk about at the Max of Clinton is about setting goals.
Absolutely.
One of the things that we're all going through right now, too, Ron recommended this book to me. We're talking about our attitude with success and what it really means. And I've talked a number of times on this show about setting goals and things like that. Can you share, like, what are the ways you stay motivated?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're motivators. you know, who motivates the motivator? And I've shared a number of times how I stay motivated on a daily basis. Would you share little hints with the listening audience, the watching audience too? And hey, Alex. And yeah, I'm talking too much now. I'm going to shut up for a second and let you talk. What keeps you motivated on a daily basis? Yeah. What do you do to set these goals and go after them?
Yeah, well, you know, I think motivation obviously can be intrinsic and extrinsic. You can have kind of factors or things that motivate you. But at the end of the day, for me, I look at my work and the things I do in town and the things that I do for my family or whatever as much more purpose driven. At the end of the day, I believe it is kind of my own personal charge. Someone, I mean, for me, it's a faith thing. It's kind of a higher purpose thing. Yeah. To help people be their very best, whether that means, you know, crossing whatever finish line or getting out of the chair or whatever it means helping people be their very best, however they define that. Sure. So for me, when I think about, you know, the things we're doing in town and the various events, it's awesome. I mean, it doesn't really ever feel like work, to be honest. I don't really believe in there's kind of my work life and then there's my personal life and then there's my community life. Mm. Like for me, it's not bucketized. It's everything is all the same. All the lines have been blurred. Mm-hmm. Because that's where I'm able to, you know, kind of really interject, my true purpose, which is helping people.
Yeah.
So that in and of itself kind of keeps me motivated. And then the other piece, of course, is kind of having that breakthrough. And, you know, before we got online here, you and I kind of talked about just how rewarding it is to talk to someone who has achieved their goals, and it's almost fuel for your own fire. So, you know what? That's so amazing that person has kind of taken that next step in their life to really do what they want to do. And, you know, if we can play a role in that, whether that's by facilitating some events or some sort of coaching or whatever the case may be, that's fulfilling, you know, and that kind of helps me take that next step forward.
100%. Yeah. You know, there'll be times we clean the facility like crazy, disinfecting things, especially nowadays and everything.
Sure.
But, and I'll give a quick shout out to the team real fast. You know, I always do this and everything. Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the driving forces behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. And we have, Jillian, Sarah, we have Scott, Kim, Megan, who is having a baby. She's our lead instructor. She's on maternity leave. Give a shout out there.
Yeah.
And our newest person, Cynthia, too. But there'll be times when Sarah is an amazing Irish dancer, actually,
nice.
And we're blessed to have her. So there'll be times where Sarah and Jill and I will be cleaning, vacuuming, wiping things down and everything. And, you know, we're tired, you know, and you're waiting for that next class to come in. And somebody will have shared a story with me about something incredible. Like I just, you know, doctor said I can stop taking my blood pressure meds or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'll just stop and I'll say, hey, guess what? This member, so-and-so, said to me today, this. And we just take this moment to remember why we're doing it. It's,
you know,
not just about the cleaning and things like this. Big important question here, is bucketized a word?
I don't know if it is.
It is now, though, because we used it on the internet.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So there you go. So feel free to pay any proceeds and commissions to Eric for using the word bucketized, because I've never heard that before.
It is in my vocab. Yeah.
You know, I find it fascinating that, you know, you have this higher calling and you have this mission. I'm a big fan of mission statements for people. Somebody challenged me like 10 years ago, what's your mission statement for your life? And you seem to have that also.
Yeah.
And because of that, you have these blurred lines. You want to give a shout out to your wife and say hi?
Absolutely.
And,
yeah,
since
sure.
you mentioned her.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think everyone who knows me knows that without her, I really don't have the ability to keep moving forward. But really, it's everybody in that support network. And I'm sure, you know, the folks hopefully listening and obviously if they've got this community here with you, they've got this tremendous support network. Very similarly, between family, you know, my team, you know, at Proactivity and the Main Street entity and the various groups at Basecamp 31, they keep me going, you know, and that's how the world works. You know, we kind of pull together in the right direction. We'll get somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll just tell my beautiful fiance that I love her. I always try to flip that in there, too, if you're watching. And even if you're not watching, I still love her.
You still love her. Yeah,
and you know what they say. Behind every good man, there's a woman rolling her eyes at me. No, I'm just kidding.
I had not heard that, but I like this.
You never heard that before? Yeah,
well, now
you
I
could
have.
Pay all commissions and there proceeds to me now on this one.
Not
so,
bucketized.
Not bucketized, yeah. So we have about 8.5 minutes before I have to take a hard break or anything like this.
Yeah.
So what do you see your goals to be for next year, for 2019 and community-based events? Do you have anything new coming up? Or we're doing the Main Street Marathon?
Yeah.
The half marathon again?
Main Street half marathon, 100.
It's a new year, so let's talk new year.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have that. We have a number of events that are on the docket for 2019. One I'm actually not officially allowed to talk about just yet, but all I'll say is that I've got a meeting at the end of this
week. You can tell me. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But there will hopefully, knock on wood, unless you're driving, there's kind of one, cooking that will also actually be in Clinton. So it will be very much fitness oriented, not a race or run per se, but mm-hmm. but a little bit different. So there's that. We kick off with what we call our beautiful Beast 15K that is up off Hoffman's Crossing and the Columbia Trail and the beautiful Ken Lockwood Gorge.
Beautiful.
So that's in June.
Yeah.
So
what's that called?
It's called the Beautiful Beast 15K, which is
beast.
Roughly 9 mile. We're exploring adding in a 5K option this year. So that's in June. We certainly will have the Main Street Half Marathon 100 in Clinton to Flemington again. That's mm-hmm. Columbus Day weekend, October 13th. We'll have SantaCon again. Like I said, this 2018 is our, I keep saying, our dress rehearsal year because it literally, I'm not going to lie, has been thrown together in 2 months and 60 days. And we've got almost 400 people who are planning to show up in Santa costumes. So it could be tremendous and fun and crazy. And, at the end of it, I'll be jumping in the river because we hit some of our fundraising goals.
What was this?
Oh,
now?
I didn't tell you that?
No. Okay.
Yeah. So,
newsflash here. Shoot. What's this?
Yeah. So, in an effort, again, this whole thing has been about trying to get that wheel operational at the Red Mill.
Right.
They've been so gracious to host us this year. So we really wanted to help them in their efforts to get that thing spinning. So we had said, hey, listen, this year in lieu of registration, we'd love for everybody to consider a small donation, or even folks who aren't participating could kick in to kind of get that thing rolling again. And then I linked up with Mayor Janice Kovach and again, Paul Muir at the Red Mill. And I said, hey, actually it was Paul's idea. So full disclosure, to have what we call the Rudolph plunge. So kind of like our take on the polar plunge. So
yeah.
The idea behind the 8K was that there are 8 reindeer and there's one reindeer, of course, Rudolph, who if we did it right, would plunge into the river. So maybe 30 days ago or so, I went on Facebook Live on the SantaCon page and said, hey, if we can raise $1,000 under kind of my fundraising page, I will I'll jump in that river after the end of this race.
Oh, my God.
So as of this morning, we are now over $1,000 for my page.
Woo.
We still have a little bit to go for Paul and Janice. They threw their name in the hat, too.
Wait, we can see Paul and Mayor Janice jump in the river?
You got to raise the funds. But, Paul's head – so my head was $1,000. Paul's $1,500 and Janice was $2,000, obviously. You kind of go up the totem pole.
Sure.
So – if we can hammer that, then we'll get them in the river. But at this point, it looks like it may just be me.
Well, there's still time.
There's still time. I mean,
Amy's already chiming in on Facebook here.
Yeah, hammer it, Amy.
Do they have a separate Facebook fundraising page?
Yeah, so if you go to that registration page at mm-hmm. SantaCon8k.itchyourrace.com, there's a link that says fundraising. You click there, and then you could donate to their specific page, and that will really, kind of get them in the river with me.
I've been inviting Mayor Janice. She's been on the show.
Yeah.
And I've been inviting her to come and take a kickboxing class.
Nice.
Every Friday is kickboxing at Max Challenge of Clinton. And I got to be careful where I tread on this now because I still want her to show up. So I better not push this too much. But Paul.
Yeah.
Paul. Love to see Paul go in with you.
Well, I tell you, they are such good sports. And, talk about two people that just give selflessly to the town, to the county, and to kind of actually both, their constituents, in both of their, Paul is the mayor of Bethlehem Township.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
So they do tremendous work and folks that I certainly respect.
I've had Paul in the studio and, I'm trying to remember the young lady that came in with one time, and we talked about ghost stories at the Red Mill too, and things like that.
Sure.
And there's the link. Thank you, Amy. Yeah. I knew if I said it, if we said it here. So, Amy, can you tell us how much more money that we need for Paul to raise to have him join Eric here. If you have that information, maybe just throw it up there.
We got a while. I last looked this morning at probably about another $1,000 for Paul. But listen, if we have 100 listeners here, 10 bucks, we can get him in the river.
100 listeners at 10 bucks. No, I don't blame you. First of all, that's gutsy to me, man. All right?
Yeah,
I hate the cold.
Yeah, so do I.
You know, so.
It's not the smartest idea I've had. But, listen.
And where are you going to jump in?
Right above, by the Red Mill, above the falls.
Above the falls. Yeah. Good deal.
Although you had told us we might get flooding on Friday, so it's going to be interesting.
It should be. Yeah. It should be interesting. Hey, Monica, thanks for joining us. So that's...
all in the name of a good cause, right?
It is. It is. You have to be a man of faith to do this. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of trust there.
Here comes. Let's see. You're at $1,034 as of today.
Yeah.
Paul he needs another $700.
Oh, we
that's
can do that.
Nothing.
Yeah, we could do that.
That's nothing, right. Listeners. So, and Mayor Janice, I'm not going to touch that right now. I'm just going to focus on one at a time.
You want her to show up for
40.
Yeah, kickoff.
She's got more to go on that one. So Paul seems to be the closest one. No, wait. He needs $1,500.
$1,500 total, yeah.
For Paul. Yeah. All right, so he needs $1,200 more. Yeah. So, all right, just a little bit more. So, we got about 2 minutes before.
Anything.
No, it's, overall, it's for a good cause.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if we can keep getting that number higher, like, they have to keep going in more and more of the river. Like, right now, so you figure Paul's got to go into, like, ankle deep, thereabouts. We get a couple extra $100.
Is that how it works? Is this.
Well, I'm just making this up as I go.
I love it. I think so. I think if Paul's at 300, he should at least get ankle deep into the river with you.
Maybe waist.
With you. So, hey, Kim. Hey, Nicole. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. That's fantastic. So the radio part of this, we got about 2 minutes before we go to commercial. We're going to stay live on Facebook, of course, too. And Amy, thank you so much. You're such a dear. I love her. And thanks for sharing the stats and everything. Going back a little bit, we're talking about changing lives and affecting people's lives. Any one or two stories about success stories? And the reason I focus on this is because people listen, and I'm sure that there's more than one or two people out there that think, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I know I need to get healthier, lose weight, eat better, get stronger, get more energy, whatever it is. And I'm sure you and I could swap some success stories, but is there one in particular that you look back on and you say, this helps me put my feet on the carpet in the morning and go to work and, do these things? Is there anything that...
I mean, it's a tough question. I mean, there have been so many tremendous stories over the years. Like I said, I've been kind of in this space for 15 years. And there are many that I could cite, but I almost feel like I wouldn't be doing anyone that I don't mention justice.
Sure.
But, folks calling up and saying, similar to what you said, I'm no longer taking medication, or, hey, listen, you know what? I was able to walk my daughter down the aisle. Hey, do you know what?
Awesome.
Like, I was able to give birth. Things that are
tremendous,
tremendous life achievements. But then there are other ones that, hey, you know what? I didn't think I was going to have the energy to go to work today. Mm. Things that sometimes maybe we take for granted, which are just as tremendous. I had a colleague at one point, I've said this before, he said, he had a phrase that he used, and it was almost like revolutionary. And he said, achievement feels the same for everyone. It doesn't really matter what that achievement is, but for you, it feels the same.
That's
so for me, it might be crossing the finish line. For you, it might be, climbing Mount Everest. For another person, it might be walking up a flight of stairs. It doesn't matter. Achievement feels the same for everyone. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We have a saying at the Max of Clinton. It's called Level 10.
Yeah.
Doing, and God knows I've yelled this at people long enough in class, doing your Level 10 best is always a personal thing.
Absolutely.
It's better, longer, harder, faster, stronger than you did yesterday.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. And whether it's one day at a time or 1 hour at a time, this is my newest thing I've told people too, is that you don't have to be motivated for 24 hours. Just be motivated for this 1 hour. And then the next hour after that, you worry about that one then.
Yeah.
Just do it for the next hour. So I'm going to take a hard break on the radio station for a second. Facebook, you stay with us real fast. My radio audience, this is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. You are going to want to call us. You are. And we will help you change your life, I promise. Don't move. Be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So even if you've never done this before, they're set up in such a way that, you know, hey, you could, many folks walk the full half marathon.
Okay.
The 5K, the 8K, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Max Challenge members, there are plenty of you out there who you're able to do this, and you've been looking, or maybe you haven't been looking, but now you don't have to look any further. You should be looking for that thing that's going to allow you to test yourself now. So let's put it this way. Hey, Christine. I love you, Christine. I love when you sign on. I love your energy in class. So listen, you want to try this out? You don't have to run the 5K. You could run every, you know what? Interval training, folks. Run a little bit, walk a little bit, take a friend. You have a child, bring them along.
Absolutely.
You know, there's going to be Santas everywhere.
Yeah, we're pushing 400.
The real Santa probably won't be there because he's busy right now. But you know what, children? A lot of Santa's helpers are going to be around.
Right.
That's all I can say about that. But you can go to the Facebook page, register for free. Make a donation to the Red Mill to under Paul Muir's name.
he's going to love it.
He's going to hate me.
Yeah, probably.
But as long as I keep the mayor out of it,
that's
all. But listen, seriously, this is your debut Santa run, the SantaCon. If you take part this year, you're going to want to take part next year. When you finish it, when you cross that line, I can tell you from personal experience, and I know, Eric, you can say it too, there's something about crossing a finish line.
Sure.
There really is something about doing it and getting, you know, that feeling. I know it's the debut one. I know you put this together in 60 days. Are there certificates or anything like that for people who cross?
So this
or?
Year, because we keep calling it our dress rehearsal, there is not an official timing. So this year there will not be bibs. You know, it's a bit of a scaled back version because, honestly, we didn't know if we were going to be able to pull it together. Really, the idea was – hey, I thought it was going to be me and about 30 of my friends. Okay. And it caught a little wildfire. And
now you got 400
of
your friends.
Yeah, so now I got 400. Yeah, so so there will be some support out on the course as far as, you know, aid stations, water stop, that kind of thing. The course will be marked. There will be a finish clock running, so right. folks will be able to see what their time is, but there will not be official results this year. Next year, we'll be able to put some more items in place, obviously with a little bit more planning. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a couple more kind of groups behind the ball, helping to push it a little bit and take it that next level.
And when that happens, please reach out to us.
Oh, now, I mean, you guys are phenomenal.
Ron and Lauren are sponsoring 1 mile of the Santa Run. So the Max Challenge of Clinton is represented there. Members, if you're listening, in case you didn't hear this yet, whether you are already registered or whether you register today or tomorrow, let your instructor know or somebody at our desk, one of our beautiful people at the desk, and fill out your name on a Santa hat. Lauren has printed up these beautiful full-color Santa hats. Your name is going to go on the Santa hat. We'll put you up on the mirror. And for the total of it, Ron and Lauren and the Max Challenge of Clinton are going to donate $10 per person to the Red Mill 2, preferably under Paul's name. I'm such a jerk. And but seriously, folks, if you're a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton, fill out that Santa hat. If you're registering today or tomorrow, fill it out. Let's get the fundraising up on this a little bit more too, because that's what this is about, is to get that wheel running again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you've lived in this area for any length of time like we have, there's something about that wheel moving in the springtime, in the autumn time, when you're going there, you're bringing the kids there and the water wheel is actually working.
Yeah.
And you can go inside the Red Mill and you can look through that plexiglass section of the floor and see the gears going. Let's make it happen again, because that's part of what this is all about. Cool. And we signed back on the radio. So just to kind of reiterate a little bit too, Eric and his people are always looking for people to help, to volunteer. We don't need any help this weekend, you said.
We're pretty well. I mean, I'd love for folks to show up and participate, you know.
Yeah, participate. Go for a walk.
Like I said, you know, even if this weekend isn't in the cards, if you want to donate to help the Red Mill, that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. And any way possible, that's great.
You know, that's fantastic.
It's all just about bringing the community. Like I said before, our hope this year was to kickstart a new tradition. That was kind of our gift you know, to Hunterdon County, and I think we're well on our way.
Well, if it's 400 people this year, hopefully it'll be 500 or more by Saturday. That means next year we need to have like 800 people.
Absolutely.
Easily. Yeah. Always looking up, always setting, hey, Ron, we're setting 10X goals here, bud, and you know what that means, okay? Just so you know, I won't go any further than that right now. We got about 4 minutes left. What can we talk about for 4 minutes here? Again, going back to success.
Yeah.
The attitude of success. What drives you when you put these things together? Do you have people that help you come up with these ideas?
Oh yeah,
for these things.
Oftentimes, I just get to be the big mouth out front. I mean, we have like I said, our team is very, very committed to our mission, and this is all kind of part of that. So the Main Street Marathon was not my personal idea; it was my brother's idea. The Santa Con idea. Kind of came to me from a different race that I had kind of seen and said, hey, you know, that'd be a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, they come from all over. They come from folks in the community.
Yeah.
This next one that I'm not allowed to talk about yet, we'll see.
Super
you know,
secret.
If you had me next week on the show, I might be able to talk about it, but I got to get approval first. But,
okay.
But yeah, it comes from just kind of the folks in town who are doing, you know, the things that you guys are talking about, trying to take it to that next level and be their best self.
Well, I definitely want you to come back next year. We'll talk more about this too. And since people are watching and listening too, one of the ways that you can help Eric and the Santa Run this weekend is to take this program and share it on your timeline. When I created the event, I used the Santa Run logo.
Oh, nice.
So it's right up there. So if you're listening, you're watching, whether you're live now or later on you're watching this, take this link, share it on your timeline, okay? Talk about it with your friends. Again, if you haven't registered yet, register today. I mean, what are you doing this weekend anyway? I mean, come on. You know, you're stressed out from shopping, right? You're going out to the malls. I mean, you could be at 400 with 400 people at the mall, getting all stressed out, you know, spending money you probably shouldn't spend. keeping the economy going. But you can also come down here, be a part of a brand new tradition.
That's right.
A brand new tradition, supporting the Red Mill. You're going to see people you know when you get there. Yeah. That's for absolute. Hi, Annette. I see you signed on. So, you know, do this right now. One more time, if you go into the comments, Amy from the Red Mill has posted the link. One more time, how would they register? Just real quick, Eric, yeah, so contact
can,
info.
You can hit it on Facebook. Search SantaCon 8K on Facebook. You'll find the Facebook page. Or SantaCon8K.itsyourrace.com is the direct link. And to your point, Mark, you know, like we've said a number of times, you know, next year our plan is to add race timing in, add all the more traditional aspects. But there will only be one first year.
Right.
This is the first year.
This is true.
And we'd love to obviously get anybody on board to kind of help us make that next Christmas tradition, that next holiday tradition in Clinton.
Yeah. It's always good to be a part of the first things. If anybody's ever heard Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights, it's always...
talk about motivators right there.
There you go. I don't know what to do with my hands. Yeah. That's great. When Terry, I saw you just logged on. Please scroll back and watch this again. We got less than a minute here, so we're going to sign off on Facebook.
Perfect.
Thank you. This has been a great conversation, and I hope we hit a lot of fundraising goals for you guys, too. So I'm going to log off on Facebook. People, remember to take it to the max. And signing off on the radio here, thank you for joining me today. It's been such an honor. Eric, thank you again for joining
Thanks
me today.
Me.
It's fantastic. It automatically starts to play again. I love the technology. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at 1802 Route 31 North in Clinton. And our number is 908-627-7020. Please give us a call. We will help you change your life. I'll be back. I won't see you until probably radio audience until next year. Stations closed on the 25th, 26th, all next week and everything. So wishing everybody a happy holidays. Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Senate leaders are working on a bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The bill would fund the government for the next 6 weeks. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells you what he believes Nancy Pelosi would do if the government would happen to shut down.
She'll just wait until January the 3rd and when she's running the show in the House and then send us a budget without a penny for the wall.
Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch is on Capitol Hill today speaking behind closed doors to House Republicans. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he's very interested about that meeting in 2016 between former President Bill Clinton and Lynch.
These issues and with Loretta Lynch's participation in that, those all need to come out today because it all points to kind of a double standard here. What happened to Hillary Clinton? What's happening to Michael Flynn and anybody associated with President Trump?
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888 younger, or go to Synagenix.com.
The Senate version of the First Step Act will now be sent to the House, which is expected to pass it, and then send it to President Trump, who announced he will sign the bill as well. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The First Step Act, which passed the Senate 87-12, is a massive overhaul of the criminal justice system. Mr. Trump declared, "This will keep our community safer and provide hope for a second chance to those who earn it." I spoke to Heather Rice Minus of Prison Fellowship, who tells us the First Step Act will provide incentives to those incarcerated.
Incarcerated men and women will be assigned programming based on individualized risk assessments, and there's going to be incentives to complete those programs.
I'm John Clemens.
Two teens with the migrant caravan are dead. A statement from the Baja California's prosecutor office says the boys were around 16, and it appears that they were stabbed and strangled. The bodies were reportedly dumped in an alley over the weekend after the boys left a shelter for unaccompanied children. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A federal judge delayed